Not like this.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Baron.
This is the show where we drop some nerd and geek knowledge on you all the time.
Over the place.
Wednesdays, 9 to 10. But we have a website with all the audio and stuff on it. What is the site, Bear?
It's at exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
We're also on iTunes, Stitcher. We got social media as well. You can check that out at exppoints.com/social. That's Facebook. That's Twitter. That's Google Plus. That's YouTube. That's Steam Community. We have a lot of stuff going on. I'm here to tell you.
That are happening.
That's, yeah.
We even actually did things.
We opened the entire show up with the Pokemon theme, Pokemon mixed by Arion. Really cool, awesome, super mega.
I wonder why we would have done that.
Bass drop type stuff. Yeah, for those that don't know, man, Pokemon Go. I'm just going to leave it at that. We're going to cut to two songs, come back, and talk about what we did last week. But you kind of already know.
Can we just skip it?
No. Two songs, Dawn of the New by 6-2 Sounds and Infinite Lives, new stuff by Mega Ran and featuring D&D Sluggers. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Baron.
You're listening to Experience Points in Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Infinite Lives, new stuff from Mega Ran off of the latest album. It's like it's RNDM, that's his newest album.
You probably heard it first here.
No, it's been out for a while. I've been meaning to put it on the show, but
I haven't.
Featuring D&D Sluggers. Before that, Dawn of the New by 6-2 Sounds. Really awesome, cool, mega snazzy stuff there. This is the segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. So, Bear, what did you do?
Well, up to the past few minutes,
last
recovered
week?
From apparently drugs are in the air.
Oh, man.
It was bad. It was so funny.
It was so funny. He just, you're trying so hard to say 90.9 FM KSLU.
I couldn't do it.
And it was multiple takes.
So,
lots
last
of laughing.
Week, well,
nothing
I've been playing
fit.
This new game, Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah. But that's a large part of the next.
If you haven't heard about it,
that's
what I'm doing.
You're gonna hear about it next segment.
Man, I mean, honestly, I don't know what else I've done with my life since then.
Pokemon is life.
Before Pokemon?
Yeah, there was.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it was like 90s, but yeah.
The 90s. Huh, weird. Honestly, I've pretty much been playing Pokemon and that's it.
You have that brand new nice $3,000 semi computer with a 4K resolution.
Isn't playing Pokemon Go.
All right, fair enough. I'll carry this segment.
Go for it.
So,
What have you done?
For the summer Steam sale or whatever, the Steam summer sale, I bought Batman Arkham Knight, and I've been sort of working on playing Batman Arkham Knight, and I beat it. I didn't beat all of the little Arkham stories that kind of are adjacent story bits,
right.
But I plan on doing that like maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. Like, I plan on playing it. And until I completely finish the game.
I should play the entire game.
I finished the entire game with plus 88%, maybe. It was sub 90. And that's just because, like, I didn't want to find all the Riddler trophies. I didn't want to go back and I won't find all that stuff. And the only thing that you really get, you get New Game Plus mode already for beating it. So you can keep all of your, kind of like that Rocksteady's thing, you know, that you keep all the old gadgets and you can just kind of full tech out Batman.
Right.
After you know, the story opens some things up. So I'm going to do that because it was a pretty good story and there aren't a lot of, story parts in the game that, like, you know, it's like you have to choose this way or this way and it changed the outcome of the story overall. So, I mean, it's not like, it's like super linear, you know, the story is the same story over and over and over again. There's nothing you could have done differently really, that I know of to get some different outcome. But apparently, by getting above 90 or 95 or 100% completion, you just get like an extended cutscene at the end, which is if you've watched the The Dark Knight Rises, or what was the last Chris Nolan, Fall of the Dark Knight.
Yeah, the
Revenge of Super Batman.
It's the Dark Knight trilogy.
The end of it. That's effectively what happens. Spoiler alert. But not fully. But there's like at least I would wager probably 4 or 5 hours more content at the end of the game. So I do need to play that. Instead of playing that though,
what did you do?
I picked up Prison Architect.
And I actually saw you playing this.
I haven't played Prison Architect in a really long time. I kickstarted it.
Yeah, me neither.
And it honestly, it's one of those games that has totally worked out. It was one of the kickstarted games that totally just worked.
One of the few.
One of the few that I've had, you know, played part of. Yep. Mighty Number 9, looking at you. Inafune-san!
So salty.
But no, so I haven't picked it up in a long time, but they've been making, like, regular updates to it. And I've just been ignoring it. Like, it's been installed. It's, like, 400 megs or something.
Right.
And it's
basically nothing.
It's basically nothing. So I open it. And I am blown away. Like, they have an expanded campaign now. They've got hot and cold running water mechanics. They've got an intelligent system, not AI, like an actual intelligent system for in-game items and for all this stuff. They have female prisons now. They have like 6 wardens to choose from. They've got like female prisons are different than male prisons, clearly, because females can have babies.
So you can reenact all of your Orange is the New Black fantasies.
Well, I imagine that's where the big push came from. To like have something like that, but but it's really nice because like I have these prisoners that are just like starving to death in reception. I'm like, why won't you go to your home? And it turns out they have kids, like they have babies, they're holding babies, and I have to make family cells. So now, you know, I learned a little bit about that. That was pretty cool. Other than that, I did play a little bit of Dreamcast. I know that sounds weird.
I
took the Dreamcast out and I hooked it up. I have an RGB converter for it. Hooked it up to a monitor and I played a little bit of Vector Man. I know that's a Genesis title or a Master System title, but I have the Smash Pack, Sega Smash Pack Volume 2. And I played a little bit of Vector Man and I realized I don't think I've ever beaten the first level of Vector Man. But I always played on Insane, and I don't know if Insane's like normal. And they just wanted you to feel better like about yourself.
I have no idea.
But I've never beaten the first level of Vector Man. I scratched that. I think I've beaten maybe the first level.
Is there not level progression?
Level progression. I just don't think I never owned a Genesis or a Master System.
Okay.
So I only played it at like friends' houses.
Wait, Vector Man, is that the one where you're
these floating green balls, you're like a robot and you shoot like, I don't know, plasma, you shoot like particle effects.
Okay.
It's a platformer, and it's pretty nice. You can transform into different things. It's been a long time since I played it, probably like over 20 years maybe since I've played it.
That's crazy.
But I opened it back up and realized I'm just as bad as I ever was. And then I played, Jet Grind or Jet Set Radio.
Now that's what it's for.
Jet Set Radio is not Jet Grind Radio, not Jet Set Radio Future, Jet Set Radio. Jet Set Radio! That's what
that's
I played.
Good.
And I
you
really,
spent
really
your time
enjoyed
well.
It. Yep, it was totally good. So other than that, just kind of pulling some stuff for the show. We hooked up some stuff on the back end for the YouTube channel and everything. We're going
to
be publishing. We're going
to
be publishing some stuff soon, so keep on the lookout. Let's cut to 2 songs. Go to our main segment after that because we got a lot of Pokemon stuff to talk about and some other stuff as well. This is The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth. You'll understand why we chose these songs. Mm-hmm. Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by Hi-Fi Dragons and Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton. Before that, The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by I Fight Dragons. And it seems like that's already happened.
Pretty much.
Bear, more, over to you.
Okay, well, I spent last night at the LSU Lakes.
Yep.
And
Not in the lakes,
although there was a Dratini in the lakes. We couldn't get to it. We were very upset.
You gotta rent the paddle boats and you gotta get out there.
You most definitely could. No, my mind was blown at the amount of people that were there.
Right.
It was 11 o'clock at night and...
Let's roll it back real quick. So over the weekend, I think over the weekend, a game dropped, and it's a free game for Android and iOS users, and I think it's only in the United States. And is it in Australia or is it not in Australia? I can't remember.
I think it's Australia. It's in a few places.
I know that they stopped the rollout because of some problems, but
hardware scaling.
Pokemon Go was released as a free game in the App Store, and for those that don't know, Pokemon are these
don't admit to it.
They're these pocket monsters. I've never played Pokemon. Like, you played Pokemon a lot.
Yeah, I've been playing since 98.
Yeah, you've been... Oh, so. Excuse me. Yeah, you played Pokemon a lot, and I've played maybe 15 minutes of my entire life, and I want to say maybe one or two of those minutes was the one where you take pictures of Pokemon on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah. Wow.
So...
You're terrible. Are you playing Pokemon Go right now?
Yeah, I have it open.
You just got onto me for playing
I have it open. Well, I was
Is it because we're on the right segment now?
Yeah, I was going to talk about some stuff.
Sure, I'm using that excuse now. I'm talking about stuff now.
So... There, Pokemon Go. It's not like every other Pokemon game that has come before it. It's casual with a capital C. You know, it's you get it. You load it on your computer or on your phone. Everybody is like upset that I said casual, but it is. It's a casual game. Like
it is.
It doesn't have the. There's not the same strategy.
There's not even a real battle system.
Not yet. And apparently that's going to be
had they announced they're going to do
I think
that
they were going to do a battle system. They were definitely going to do a trading system. They haven't
what it what it is, and you know this because we both played Ingress,
right?
Yeah, it's just basically a reskin of Ingress.
So like Niantic, let's go ahead and do that. Niantic, the company that is really just some sister little pet project of Google or Alphabet, whatever.
Right.
Niantic built this game called Ingress, and it was this GPS based, you know, augmented reality sort of thing. That you had these, you would upload these waypoints, these portals or whatever.
Yeah, you would hack them and try to.
Well, you would upload them yourself, pictures, and you would feed the data to the system.
One, yeah.
And then over time, they built out their entire area, and you would capture these portals as a team. You were green or blue. You would capture the team or capture the portal, and you would link portals together based on how high a level you were, and you would make triangle connections between all of these portals.
Link them.
Yeah, you would link them, and you'd have these big mesh of portals, and that sort of the area contained within the triangles between the portals that would somehow add up to your team's overall standing in the world of Ingress.
Basically, your points get bigger.
I mean, a lot of people played Ingress, but not a lot of people could play Ingress in comparison to Pokemon Go.
Well, not even close.
And the fun thing is, Ingress's data, all the data about the portals, where they were, what they were, and everything, that all got sort of imported into Pokemon Go. So it's a reskin, you know? And gone are the linkings of the nodes, linking to the portals.
I mean,
but
you have the gems and everything that you can still take.
You got the gems, you got the area stuff, whatever. So let's go through Pokemon Go real quick, and then we're going to talk about some things to help you out. So Pokemon Go, you start it up, you get a Gyarados, says, watch where you're going, kid. as soon as you load it in, Professor Willow isn't from any of the games yet, right?
No. They always have a new professor when a new game comes out.
Okay. So this is Professor Willow.
Yeah, Professor Willow.
I've heard he's oddly attractive.
He is pretty attractive. He is nowhere near on the professor for Sun and Moon yet.
Okay, so we got Professor Willow. Here. You put in your name. You sign up with an account. You make your character. You choose like what color backpack and shorts you're gonna have.
Yeah.
And then your gender. And then you go out into the world and you're immediately granted met with three Pokemon. Was it Charmander, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur?
Yeah, it's the original three starters.
That you don't have to pick. Apparently, you do not have to pick that.
Nope,
you can get a Pikachu.
You can walk away.
You can literally
walk
away. You do it four times. You don't.
I did not do.
You
this.
Don't touch anything, and you'll get a Pikachu. You can choose
Charmander's best starter.
But it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. I've already caught a Pikachu. Big deal.
I actually haven't caught one. I saw one the other day, but I've not yet managed to catch one.
So the big deal around Pokemon Go is that you go out into the world.
Into the world, outside.
You walk around. You go to the Pokestops, which are the old Ingress portals now.
Right.
You get Pokeballs and eggs and incubators and recovery stuff and raspberries, and you get all this stuff. And as you're walking around, Pokemon will find you, as if you were walking in tall grass.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of glad they didn't make you have to walk in tall grass, because I imagine all the kids being attacked by...
I don't know that there's a way for Google to say, that's tall grass right there.
You know, it is Google.
Well, it is Google. That's
so
true.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the nice thing is, you know, it's this nice colorful display. It's got a compass. It tells you what Pokemon are next to you. And as you acquire Pokemon, you can either level them up and evolve them, power them up and evolve them, which takes some sort of currency that you get throughout the game. Or you could
candies or, yeah, and Stardust.
Candies based off of
and
that
I have a
type
with the
of
candies.
Pokemon. What?
What are the candies made of?
It doesn't matter. It's arbitrary currency. It's arbitrary currency in the game. Though it is a little weird that if you don't choose to keep your Pokemon and you choose to transfer them back to Professor Willow, you get candy in sort of as a result of that. So
it's
I imagine it's this big grinder that you throw your Pokemon into and it spits out a candy and you're like, oh sweet, a Weedle candy. I don't need another Weedle. You know? Oh, now a Rattata candy. Great. Yeah, I've got a billion of those things.
But what they're hiding is it's the Rattata.
But you know, you level up and you're higher the level. I guess you get to do different things. You can't fight at a gym before level 5.
Right, or pick the right team, which is red.
Right, okay, well, whatever. I chose yellow. I chose Instinct, and people are always like, oh, you chose Instinct, and I'm just like, hey,
oh, no.
I'm not going to invest that much time into this game to say that yellow is better than red, is better than blue, is better than red. I'm not going to do that, you know?
Okay, I'm obviously Team Valor, but I love it every time I see one of you yellow guys, because it's just like, oh, thank you all for showing up.
One of you yellow guys.
Yeah. It's like, no, I mean, come on, it's red and it's red versus blue here. But then you got you yellow guys, and you're like so adorable, like you're trying to be a team. It's cute.
I have a CP-700 something in here that I can wreck you with. Anyway, so you've got eggs. In the Pokemon lore, I've come to understand, you put an egg in an incubator, or in the anime, I guess you just hold it.
Kind of a pure
you just hold it in like a backpack or swaddle the egg or whatever, and it hatches eventually, and you get some Pokemon. So in this case, and this is pretty nice, you get, so far I've seen 3 different types of eggs. 2-kilometer eggs, 5-kilometer eggs, and 10-kilometer eggs. From what I understand, the longer the kilometers, the higher the number.
That's my assumption.
The better the Pokemon, the more rare the Pokemon.
I have a ton of 2 kilometers I'm not even bothering with. But I don't know if that's a true thing.
Right.
So, I'm just guessing.
So you walk, and it's supposed to detect how far you've walked. And at 2, 5, and 10, when you deplete the steps or the distance, it hatches the egg.
And you have a new Pokemon.
I have lost a 10K and a 5K egg to this app freezing, though. And that sort of brings us to the next part. This app is really unstable.
Very unstable.
And it doesn't stop people from playing it, though, because on campus, on Southeastern's campus, I think maybe over 80% of the people that I've seen have been playing.
Well, I was walking yesterday in downtown Hammond and saw a girl carrying 2 cell phones playing.
Yeah.
Turned out her boyfriend was sick and couldn't physically go out right now.
They could not
miss the Pokemon.
I've talked to some people and they said that they have another cell phone just for Pokemon Go. Their old Galaxy 3 or whatever they had. Just for Pokemon Go, and that's fine. Like, do whatever.
No, it's awesome. I think it's amazing.
You want, like, because this
someone who's been a fan of Pokemon, I am super like stoked that like everyone discovered it exists.
Right. And well, and that it seems really well received.
It's amazingly
fun. Again, it is casual at this point. There is a gym system that you can battle Pokemon in or whatever, but it's not really tap attack. It's not
right, yeah.
It's not some logical technique based thing. It's just a game. It's not even random, but it seems like it could be. It seems like it almost is. So,
yeah.
So there's that. You have items. They do have a Pokédex built
in. Yeah, I actually really like that because that was like, a childhood dream of mine.
They have a Pokédex. I have caught 42 and seen 43.
Really?
Pokemon. Yep.
I have caught 45 and seen 47.
Oh. And lakes, man. And LSU lakes. And of course, for every free game out there, it wouldn't be anything without a shop, without some micro transaction.
Some way to give them money.
Now, I have given them $5.
I have given them no dollars.
I have given them $5 because I wanted to. For 1 week straight, I have put up a lure on the closest Pokestop next to me.
I know, and thank you for that.
And I want everyone to know, if you come by McClemens Hall, that's where I work. That's where we both of us work.
Yeah, I upped it twice today.
We'll put down lures as often as we can, and that'll just be from us to you. You know,
yeah. Like it's only campus at wide.
$5 a week. That's a coffee.
That's a
steal. That's a steal. You don't have to do anything. That's a steal.
Just show up.
So it's a cool little refreshing sort of. It's one of those summertime games. It's one of those summertime games you play, and maybe people are gonna get fed up with this if they don't do anything with it. I know that's how I felt about Ingress because I went around with a group of people and we were like, yeah, let's hack this thing. But at the end of the day, we were just burying our noses in our phones.
Well,
and it wasn't there wasn't a lot of even there was more technique in Ingress because you had to link things together. Even though they had that, it just wasn't a game that I really felt like going out and doing. But this is fun, I'll throw it on. There are some problems. We're going to address those problems after after a small break, and then we're going to talk about like ways to kind of help yourself out while you're playing out and about. But, you know, I don't think that this is a bad game. It seems fun.
I mean, I have to say it's fun because of the amount of time I've dedicated. And it was the amount of time I've spent walking this week is ridiculous.
That I think, and I'm not, this isn't a political thing, but I saw it on Reddit. They said, you know, Pokemon Go has done more for childhood obesity than Michelle Obama's done in the last 7 years.
So I thought
that was funny, but it's really great because there are so many people out there out and about. But it does sort of raise the question of, you know, this is great for people that gamers that aren't handicapped. But what about the handicapped gamers? Like, what about the people out there that, you know, they can't get out? I mean, is there this
subset of people that they're missing out on?
Well, I know there's a subset of people, but like, is there this wanton, like, you know, feeling of neglect for a game like this? And should that be something that Pokemon Company, Niantic, and Nintendo, should that be something that they're aware of or considerate of? Should there be a way for you to...
Well, you can drop lures on yourself and you don't have to move.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, you'll never hatch an egg. You probably, unless you drive to a gym,
so back in the day, Pokemon actually had a pedometer that did something similar. And I had access to a paint mixer.
Oh, boy.
So I would duct tape the pedometer to the paint mixer and let it run and get all my steps in.
That was pretty
smart. So that's a way to do it.
That was really smart, actually.
Yeah, genius level right here.
We're going to cut to two songs, come back, and we are going to talk about some other stuff regarding Pokemon Go. This is Boom Boom Boom, a damn bull. And then, you know, let's throw the Pokemon theme in there. This is by Lindsey Sterling and Kurt Hugo Schneider. It's really, really awesome. Lindsey Sterling is the one that plays the violin and dances, and she actually sings. She apparently was voted off of America's Got Talent or You've Got Talent or something. Which is ridiculous.
And so basically they get voted off all that crap and end up here.
Well.
With us.
Lindsey Sterling, though, when you hear, is going to be awesome. Yeah, anyway, it's boom, great. Boom, boom. You know what? We're going to bump her before Dan Bull.
Whoa.
So it's going to be Pokemon theme by Lindsey Sterling and Kurt Hugo Schneider and then Boom, Boom, Boom by Dan Bull. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I am MG.
And I am Red Bear.
You just heard Boom Boom Boom, a damn bull. And then before that, the Pokemon theme by Lindsey Sterling, Kurt Hugo Schneider. Really awesome stuff, I told you.
I hope you enjoyed it.
You didn't believe me, but why didn't you believe me?
Because you've lied to us before.
So I've been sitting here with the Pokemon Go on my like phone, right?
Yes.
Just open.
I mean, we're totally paying attention and trying to follow the script.
Oh no! I'm noting how I still haven't been able to catch the local Pokestop.
Oh, really?
I got it twice. I've got ridiculous spinning thing at the top, and my app's probably just locked up, so I could probably just close it.
Yeah, you should do
and
that.
Reopen it and do that. And that's one of the big problems with the app so far is that there's been such a high adoption of the game.
The poor servers.
There's poor servers, you know.
Feels so bad for them.
So it's pretty. Well, go ahead.
Have they stated if they're going to be upping more servers or?
I imagine
what their
that
plan
they're going
is?
To. I mean, I think I heard a number, and this isn't an official number because I can't remember where I got it, but I think it was something like $1.4 million a day in just like, you know, little transactions.
Yeah.
I restarted and I was able to get
nothing but
Pokeballs off of it. So
they've made so much money so far.
That's sort of where we're at, though. And while I've been playing this, my battery has dropped almost 15%.
What do you need batteries for?
And my screen is pretty low and whatever. So
you know the battery saver mode, right?
Yeah. Don't put the battery saver mode on.
Why?
Because that will cause it to freeze more.
I have not had an issue with that.
Well, some people have, and I'm one of them. We are going
to
go through some of the steps you can take to,
help you.
These are really just steps you could take to have longer battery no matter what in a phone. So we're going to cover
external battery pack. Step one.
We're gonna take care of that in a little bit. So first things first, screen brightness. On every phone that's ever been made, I don't care how good your screen is, the screen being on is probably what is killing your battery the most. And on Androids, you can go into the battery and you can look at the little screen thing, the battery drain meter, and you could see exactly what's killing it. And I bet your screen's doing a lot of it. Volume. Unless you really just like the bump bump ba-da-da-da, bum 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 ba-da-da-dum, bum bum bum. If you really like that song, cool. Leave your volume on. But if you turn your volume all the way down, that's less your phone has to do. The speaker takes electricity. You know?
Oh, obviously. Speaking of screen brightness, I just tried to up my screen brightness because of fun. And apparently my phone is currently too hot to go past 70%.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know if I mentioned that. It has scorch marks on the back now.
Yeah, so he was playing it, and it actually burned into the back of his phone case.
Yeah, it's got two scorch marks on the back of my phone.
Which is really weird.
So, wow.
Continuing
my
on.
My phone's heating up.
For those that can do it, disable all background apps. As many background apps as you can manage.
Stand to lose.
As you can stand to lose.
You hate getting notifications while you're playing anyway.
Yeah.
Basically, this has effectively killed human-to-human communication via cell phones.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't want to text anyone.
It's great. I'm one of those people that, you know, I have Runkeeper installed. I've got S-Health for, I have a Samsung Galaxy Note 5. So, I mean,
I just use Google Fit.
And it talks to Google Fit.
Right.
So I've got multiple things always tracking how far I'm going, where I'm going, things like that. It's nice to have that, but you might just need to disable them. Certainly if you have something else going on in the background, you need to disable them. Like Bear said earlier,
Indeed. Get
a really awesome external battery pack, something that can hold a good charge, maybe even two charges, that can discharge at maybe two amps, 2.1 amps.
Yeah, you want to try to get the 2 amps.
You know, if you can get something that supports fast charging, which I think is 2 amps or over.
Yeah, it is.
If you can get something that can do that, do it. I think I have an Anker.
I have an Anker
power core. And it was really, really good. I paid like $40 for it back in the day. And they have a much nicer one, higher capacity one out now.
Anker's
got a lot of really good stuff. So, you know, the chances are you're going to want to pay the money for that.
Yeah, that's honestly going to be the best way to help.
And it's in Louisiana, it's always nice to have that because there's bound to be a hurricane. There's bound to be a night that you're away from a charger or whatever. And if you just have this battery pack that could just sit in your car or sit in some, you know, an office drawer that stays charged,
right,
that you charge routinely, then you've got at least two charges off of that. And, you know, for... You know us. We love going down to New Orleans, and we love partying it up and everything. This could help you out. In this case, throw it in your back pocket, plug it into your phone, go Pokemon catching. You're done.
Indeed.
For those that have smartwatches like Pebbles and the Samsung little smart gears and
LG
Flexes and stuff, this one's going to suck because you really should disable Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Wireless is nice, and wireless a lot of the times will help you pinpoint help with your accuracy as far as where your signal's coming from or you know GPS wise where your character is located, where your phone is located. But if you have spotty wireless reception, or if you are driving,
you're always searching for the signal.
Yeah, you're always searching, and it's just going to kill your battery. So turn that off. Bluetooth is sort of the same way. Even if it's just dedicated to one connection, like a smartwatch or something, you don't really need to do that. You can go ahead and disable Bluetooth and sort of kind of, you know, just give it up for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
When your battery is becoming low, like, go into rational mode. Like, ration all of your actions in the game. Don't play the game as much, honestly. Like, that sounds weird. You know, the secret to having more battery to play the game is don't play the game.
Dr. Hirsch, why do this?
There are things in the game that you can turn off to help your battery, like augmented reality, which is a cool little feature of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I turn that off anyway, though.
It trips me out.
Personal preference.
You know, but that's the thing where you can look through your camera and you can see the Pokemon on your friend Jim's shoulder. Turn that off, that'll help. Turn down the sounds and the sound effects and the music, that'll help. Stop moving and spinning the map around, that will help.
But this is my favorite part.
I know it's your favorite part, but, you know, just slow it down, it'll help. And, you know, that's not gonna keep your phone alive forever, but it is going to sort of help a little bit. And then the final thing, this is off of Kotaku's thing. We pick and chose from, I think, Engadget and Kotaku both had pretty similar articles. They say be comfortable because chances are, as nerds, right, as geeks and nerds, we don't want to be outside for a long time doing nothing. We don't want to be uncomfortable, period. I think that's why air conditioning and computers like really caught on with is that we want to be comfortable. And a way to do that is get a good backpack. Get a good messenger bag. Get something that you can like throw a couple drinks in, like a little internal insulated bag in.
Definitely need to get a hydration system.
Get a Camelback or some hydration system. Yeah, it's a good idea. You know, go full Boy Scout and go to
full Boy
I'm
Scout.
Seriously, go to What's the store where they sell sports and outdoors? Academy. Go to Academy or
so
Walmart.
So much we know about sports and outdoors.
You know, go and buy a bunch of stuff. Stick it in there. Carry around. You're going to get blisters, so get some moleskin or get a first aid kit, you know, just in case somebody falls out. Because that's it. You know, it's not a secret. Like,
activity we live physical.
Well, nerds historically have lived very sedentary lives.
Yes. I put that into my Fitness Pal.
Right.
I say, what is your activity level? Not.
I'm not very active. So when you go from being not very active to super active, you need to stay hydrated. It's important that you stay healthy and you stay on the good side of sweat. You know, stay.
I will say, I'm taking a break tonight, everyone. My legs hurt so bad.
But eventually they won't. Eventually they won't hurt so bad.
And they'll be ripped.
They'll be ripped. We're going to cut to a song, come back and end out the show. This is Airbrushed by Anna Monoguchi. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And you're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points, but we're all out of time.
Wah, wah.
I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Airbrushed by Anna Monoguchi, an oldie but a goodie here on Experience Points.
Always around.
If you have any awesome stories about playing Pokemon Go or something that you did.
I would love to
hear them. Again, keep it PG-13 because we have to do it on the air. But, I mean, if you have some really good stories like rated R, like... or worse, then we'll put it on the website. You can email us.
Do the stuff.
Email us at show@exppoints.com or mg@exppoints.com. Bear, what is the website where we have all our stuff?
Well, all the stuff is at exppoints.com. No, not the B.
exppoints.com, indeed. We have social media. You can check out Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and YouTube, as well as Steam community at exppoints.com/social.
Just do it.
Just do it. It's so, so awesome. I just got level 13, actually.
Oh, you're level behind me now.
In Pokemon Grow.
Grow your Pokemon.
It's a gardening thing. So we will catch you next week. But look for stuff on the website. Look for stuff online because we will be adding things to our channel. If you haven't liked and subscribed to the channel
yet, please check out our YouTubes.
Maybe check that out because we are putting up stuff. There's some scheduled stuff, and then there's some stuff that'll just be kind of sporadic. But anyway, we're going to end with some new stuff for the show. This is All the Things by Dual Core. This was me and Bear back in college.
Yeah, this pretty much describes our college
experience.
This
is nostalgia. So All the Things by Dual Core. We'll catch you next week. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Thank you for listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Not every geek with a Commodore 64 can hack into NASA.